This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
PR. Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The city of Houston's $315 million plan for recovering from last year's weather disasters has been delayed by 1 week. It comes amid disagreement over the amount set aside for home repairs. The current plan calls for $151 million for backup power generators at city facilities and only $50 million for home repairs. Councilmember Fred Flickinger said the debate is about city resilience or individual recovery.
I mean, it seems to me like there's really two schools of thought here. One is we can give repair assistance to a finite number of people, or we can spend the money for things like generation for our emergency services that benefit the entire city.
Council members Letitia Plummer and Tiffany Thomas are pushing amendments that would increase the amount of funding for home repairs. The special session of the Texas legislature is underway, and congressional redistricting is one of Governor Abbott's top agenda items. Democratic Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia represents parts of Houston in the 29th Congressional District, one of the districts up for redrawing. She said the focus on redistricting is an example of misplaced priorities. She says the governor should focus more on flood relief following the catastrophic July 4th Hill Country floods.
But instead of being focused on flooding and saving children and putting people over politics, no. He takes a call from Donald Trump, who I call the felon in the White House. He takes a call from Donald Trump. Donald Trump says, I want five more Republican districts coming out of Houston.
Garcia spoke on Hello Houston Wednesday. The redistricting committee will hold a public hearing in Houston on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the University of Houston Student Center. Chevron says it's laying off 575 Houston area workers in September. This after Chevron acquired Hess Corporation last week. Impacted workers will be offered severance benefits in addition to other kinds of support. Chevron CEO previously warned of the layoffs with an incoming merger. We're in for another hot day, high of around 98 degrees today. Heat index 104. I'm Alexandra Hart.